We're at two. We're stuck at two, and that's it. There will not be a third.
You are not stuck.
I don't have a daycare right now, and you know this will be my first signing day with all my children at home since daycare is on hiatus at the moment with mm-hmm. you know the rest of the world. So I'm a little anxious for tomorrow. I'm hoping the snow keeps my wife at home, and if not, I might force her to stay at home because it's going to be a little hectic of a day, but. You know, that's okay. We'll manage. We'll figure it out. And I'm sure Nickelodeon will be on a lot tomorrow.
People have seen the list. Any potential for a surprise?
Yeah, it's the million-dollar question right now. So this is how I'm looking at it. There's probably a dozen or so guys that they have, you know, hooks out with, we'll say. And I think there's a couple of them that have real interest. Now, one is Deshaun Moreau. The running back out of Alabama. I wouldn't really consider him a surprise right now just because he is pretty good with the media. You know, he's, just has been honest with us and we know where he stands. He's down to UCLA. He's down to Penn State and he will sign on Friday actually. So we'll have to wait a few more days for that. But Penn State's in a pretty good spot. I've been saying 70-30 Penn State and that may even be on the conservative side a little bit. So I feel pretty good about that. From there are just a lot of guys who, I don't want to say are up in the air because I know they're interested, but they're just not opening up to myself and other media members. And we get this all the time, this time
sure.
of the year,
right.
They're getting bugged so much by coaches that, the last thing they want to do is, you know, respond to those three or four text messages and, you know, that random call. I will say this, we know George Rooks, defensive tackle out of New Jersey, St. Peter's Prep. Is still looking at Penn State pretty closely. Boston College is in the mix. Michigan's in the mix. We'll see what happens there. His family's kind of kept it quiet. But Penn State's just, you know, they've stayed in touch the whole time. They've done a really good job with his family. And, you know, here we are at the end. And, you know, they feel like the team that makes the most sense, especially, you know, with who knows what's going to happen with Harbaugh long term. And, mm-hmm. you know, Boston College is a good program, but, you know, it's Halfley going to be there long term. I mean, as far as coaching stability, that makes the most sense. So he's a guy, I think, to watch. You know, whether he signs tomorrow, I could see it maybe dragging on a bit longer. But, you know, if I'm being honest, it's kind of a guess more than anything yeah. with Rooks. I think Penn State's there, but the guess on when he signs is still up in the air. And then one other position I think to watch tomorrow is defensive back. They've handed out quite a few, or they've actually only handed out, I think, two offers at that spot. But they're in the mix with a lot of guys. Khalil Anderson is a defensive back who's currently committed to Pitt. There's some interest there. Marlon Sewell's a cornerback who's currently committed to Vanderbilt. They're showing some interest there. You know, with Gus Malzahn leaving recently, there's two guys.
That's my next question, actually.
Yeah, well, there's two guys there. Mari Harvey is someone to keep an eye on. So, you know, what's really going to come down with the Auburn guys, I think, is that most of them are going to just kind of hold off and then wait till February. It's a smart thing to do. So, you know, maybe one will rush it, but I think those guys will probably hold off. From what I get right now, I think Sewell's somebody to watch. I think Rooks is somebody to watch. And then maybe a surprise or two. Of course, Morrell I mentioned earlier, but that's kind of where I'm at the moment.
Which then, I mean, my question about Auburn is this. I wish it's not that that Auburn moved on from Gus Malzahn. Okay. That's their prerogative. If they think they can find somebody better, that's their prerogative. But the timing of it to do it before signing day, that's what really stunned me was the timing of it. What did you think of that, and what did that do to their class?
Well, it hasn't fallen apart totally yet, but we'll see. Yeah, the timing is never good. And look, I mean, the timing with everything this year isn't good. You know, I mean, Franklin has to put a game plan tomorrow and do a national signing day presentation, you know, with all those recruits. So nothing really worked out that well.
Right. I understand
from that perspective, but we'll see. You know, I haven't followed all their guys as closely as, you know, obviously with everything going on with Penn State, that's my focus, but I know. Is it Dante Balfour, he's a cornerback out of, I believe, Florida. He's probably going to wait till February. That's the other guy Penn State's kind of looking at. And then I mentioned Harvey earlier. So, I mean, as far as, you know, who I know Penn State's focusing on, those are the two guys. I mean, Auburn's going to lose some guys, but, you know, I will also say if they were to get who's the Oregon coach? I'm drawing a blank right now.
Mario Cristobal.
Yeah, I mean, he would make sense, I think. Mm-hmm. You know, there's at least some people pulling his direction. There's talk about, I think, Kevin Steele, people, you know, pulling in his direction too. And, of course, if they kept Steele, they would keep the class together pretty well. But who knows, man? I think we're going to have another surprise or two probably with coaches down the road. And, you know, that'll mix things up too. Who knows what's going to happen with Harbaugh still too. So it'll be interesting.
And where did Mario Cristobal coach his first ever game as a head coach? Here.
Tell me.
Here. Florida.
Oh, okay.
FIU.
Oh, that's right.
2007. That's right. It was his first game as a head coach. All right. What did having players in a Penn State camp mean to putting together this kind of recruiting class?
Yeah. Yeah, it's the topic I'm trying to push on everyone, which is that, you know, I'm going to just throw random schools out here, right? I don't have backgrounds. But, you know, Tennessee, we'll say, right? They're taking, if you look at their class, you know, there's some talented guys there. But I'm confident in saying that they do not have a firm feel for how fast player X is and the true size of player B and so on and so forth. And that is one thing that we confidently know Penn State has. We're up to 15 commits now, and I believe it's at 11, I want to say, camps with the staff. And, of course, you know, they've added size since then, you know, that they don't have all that information on. But the majority of the class, the guys that committed in March and April and May, they've all been here multiple times, and they've all camped with the staff. So, yes, that was a year ago, and things have changed. But, you know, just having a firm idea for, we'll say Christian Veilleux, for example, you know, he came here and ran a 4.640 a sophomore going into junior year. So, you know, just knowing someone like that, you know, at that age was able to put those kind of numbers up is encouraging. You know, guys usually only get stronger, you know, faster, better, all that, you know, as they turn seniors and beyond. So just having that confirmed information, seeing those guys up front, you know, it gives them faith that they are taking a safe class. And again, you know, it may not rank as high in some of these rankings and whatnot, but, you know, at the end of the day with recruiting, what you're trying to do is minimize the misses. You know, every class is going to have a couple guys who don't pan out.
Sure.
If you minimize that, it really can be the difference between 9-3 and a Big Ten championship.
It also gives them an opportunity face-to-face to at least get a read on personality. Mm-hmm. Which I think is also, in the end, you know, very important, because, you know, you already know talent-wise you're looking at a high-level guy, but what's the personality? What's the fit?
And that's why we're not going to see guys going elsewhere after a season that wasn't perfect. And you know, a lot of schools right now are seeing players flirt with other programs, you know, maybe they won't sign with the school they're committed to tomorrow. I don't expect any of that for Penn State. And it really does come back to the lash bash a year ago and, you know, the bonding that was done then. Mm-hmm. You know, the junior day on January 18th or February 1st there before things got shut down. And of course, you know, obviously relationships have only grown in different ways since then. But just, you know, having that firm feel for the coaching staff and even a couple of the guys that came in early, you know, Stubblefield and some other guys before, Troutwine was January, but, you know, just having a feel for even some of the new coaches a little bit helps. I will say that, you know, when we ever do get back to normal recruiting, it will be, I think, a major plus for the current assistants to finally get their faces out in front of the 2022 guys in 2023. Cause I do think that hurt them to some degree, you know, when you make all those coaching changes and then expect these players to just build these great relationships with coaches they can't meet in person, you know, it doesn't really work out that way. And that's why we saw Penn State finish second, third with quite a few guys that I think in normal years they would have landed. So that'll be good down the road. But, you know, for the most part, this class is all going to sign tomorrow. And that goes back to, you know, all those big-time recruiting events when things were normal.
What is, it's always a tricky balance with this, but what is the positional balance of this recruited class as to how it fits with the last, like, say, two or three classes?
Yeah, it's fine. I think defensive end is the spot that they have circled right now. And you know, even if you were to get another defensive end in this class, maybe even looking for a transfer prospect is something to keep an eye on, too, just because if Vo-Way were to leave, you know, obviously Shotgun, Shane Simmons, there is a little bit of a depth problem. I'm sure they can maybe move somebody around, too, to help with that. But defensive end is the one spot that I think they'd like to address more. But, you know, they're interested in defensive back, too. Of course, we saw Trent Gordon transfer out. So I think that's a big reason why they're looking at another defensive back. But, you know, every other position pretty much shakes out pretty well. You know, as long as Noah Kane comes back, I think they'll feel okay with running back. And don't get me wrong, I think Noah Kane and Journey's situation is why we're even seeing a running back being added in this class. If you would ask me that, you know, 5-6 months ago, I didn't expect that to happen. So, yeah, everything else pretty much checks out. Wide receiver's fine. They'll sign three more guys there. You know, we can go on down the line. I think maybe they'd like to add an offensive lineman, too, but I think actually really with O-line, maybe they prefer a versatile transfer. But, you know, whether that falls into their lap is not is always hard to tell.
In college basketball, there is more of a run on the transfer market because a lot of programs feel that's the best way to stay older. Mm-hmm. Could that end up being a trend in the next 5 years based on what you're hearing and talking to with people about college football?
Yeah, well, James just talked about it today a little bit and how he thinks it's going to change a lot of different things. You know, I'll say this. I think it will across the board. But one thing Penn State's always done a pretty good job with is, you know, getting those high-character guys that come here for not just football. Will Penn State have guys transfer out? Yes, of course. But over, you know, it's not like transfers have never been a thing.
Will people panic? Yes. All right. So.
Yeah. Go ahead. Course. But, you know, if you just look back over the years, you know, Penn State's always done a good job with transfers. You know, they haven't lost as many guys as most schools.
That's right.
And they haven't been required to bring in as many other guys as most schools. Right. And, yes, this across the board will speed things up and make changes happen. But I still, you know, just knowing Franklin and how he builds his program and, you know, the kind of guys he tries to bring in, I still would expect at least Penn State to be on the lower end of that. But, you know, are we going to start seeing, you know, one or two a year where it used to be kind of one or two every couple years? I think that's, you know, definitely possible, I guess we'll say.
All right, Ryan. I always appreciate it very much. I think you'll negotiate tomorrow as both reporter, informant, and nanny perfectly. You'll be fine.
Everyone always is like, oh, this is your Christmas. I'm like, dude, it's the busiest day of the year for me. I don't know about you guys, but like, Christmas is fun. This isn't really fun, but we'll figure it out. We'll be all right.
You always do. Ryan,
thanks, guys.
Thank you.